Geek Radio Daily for Halfway Day.
We're getting there. I mean, legitimately, it's just so close you can't even believe it anymore. That means all kinds of things are happening. Your halfway point of the week. My goodness, we're playing Jackbox with Mark tonight. At least I am. I don't know if anybody else is. So other people usually show up. And if you remember, he streams this one and it's theme night. Oh, the theme this week. It's going to knock your socks off. It's Come As You Are, and it's not a Nirvana thing, and I don't know what to take of that. So, be welcome and be bored tonight. Welcome to the 28th of April, everyone. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, the folks that are bringing it to you today, the man you don't want to cross. That there is podcasting Rick Siegfried.
Cross me, and I will destroy you.
See? Do not cross. It's just that simple. Hi, everybody. I'm the dashing Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to get in there.
Thank you. What happened on this fine day, sir?
In 1686, the first of the three volumes of Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica, or Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, by Isaac Newton is published in Latin.
1910, in England, Claude Graham White becomes the first person to pilot a plane at night. The landmark flight comes during the 1910 London to Manchester air race. I know, while they're sleeping, I'll win this thing.
1922, radio station WOI in Ames, Iowa, becomes the first educational radio station to be licensed in the United States.
1932, a vaccine for yellow fever is announced for use on humans. Notice how you don't get yellow fever anymore?
Was that because of vaccine?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know they had 5G back then.
Thoughts and prayers.
1967, Bell Laboratories announces the development of a new light knife, which allows surgeons to use the focus beam of a laser as a scalpel.
That sounds so futuristic, man. 1985, the cannibals attack more people in Nevada. How many eyes does this hill have?
Well, apparently enough for a sequel. 1986, Russia makes the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, which occurred on April 26th. Public knowledge.
Yeah, because for a couple days, we just didn't know. 1991, NASA launches the Space Shuttle Discovery with a crew of seven to perform Star Wars defense research, trying to figure out who can shoot first.
And there for a while in the 80s, the military was Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. 1995, Universal Pictures releases a science fiction horror film, Village of the Damned, directed by John Carpenter and starring Christopher Reeve, Kirstie Alley, Thomas Dekker, and Mark Hamill.
You really want to like that film. 2001, American multimillionaire Dennis Tito becomes the world's first space tourist when Soyuz TM-32 lifts off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome on a mission to the International Space Station.
2003, Apple Computer launches the iTunes Music Store. The store sells music for 99 cents a song for the Apple iPod and iTunes with no subscription fee.
And killed all the little guys who had been doing it for a couple of years. 2005, the Deep Impact spacecraft takes the first picture of its target comet, Tempel 1. The probe's mission is to create an impact crater on July 4th, 2005. I guess we'll find out this summer, huh?
Marvel Enterprises and Paramount Pictures announce an agreement under which Paramount will distribute up to 10 films over an 8-year period to be produced by Marvel. The first titles are expected to include Captain America and Nick Fury, with budgets ranging from $45 million to $180 million, thus giving us many, many years of entertainment.
2006, the Bush administration announces it will invoke its state secrets privilege in an attempt to block the Electronic Frontier Foundation from bringing a lawsuit against AT&T and the NSA.
Same day, same year, Eve and her Amdram solicitor boyfriend are murdered after an appalling version of Romeo plus Juliet. That, of course, took place in Sanford, Gloucestershire, according to Hot Fuzz.
I normally love their work. 2007, almost 2 years after his death, approximately 7 grams of the cremation ashes of Canadian actor James Doohan are launched into space as requested in his will. And I certainly hope that one day people will think enough of me to actually listen to my will. Then again, don't read it. It's kind of weird. Birthdays?
Elizabeth Rome is 48. Kate on Angel, Law and Order, Heroes, and The Oath.
Jorge Garcia is 48. That's Hurley on Lost, Alcatraz, and Once Upon a Time.
Steve Bloom is 61. Zeb on Star Wars Rebels. Various Transformers on Robots in Disguise.
Mary McDonald is 69 from Sneakers, Independence Day, BSG, Major Crimes.
And of course, Donnie Darko.
We couldn't mention her because her commitment to Sparkle Motion was just not there.
Jay Leno is 71 years old. From Collision Course, Robots, Ted 2, and also stole The Tonight Show.
He did. That's just mean of you, dude.
Twice.
Paul Guilfoyle is 72 from 3 Men and a Baby. Captain Brass on CSI.
born this day no longer with us in 1874, Sidney Toler took over in Charlie Chan films when Werner Oland died.
1878, Lionel Barrymore from Don Juan, Scrooge in the original Christmas Carol, Mr. Potter in It's a Wonderful Life.
1911, Lee Falk, writer of The Phantom.
1930, Carolyn Jones, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Marcia, Queen of Diamonds of Batman 66, and of course, Morticia on The Addams Family.
1941, Anne Margaret from The Cincinnati Kid, Tommy and Grumpy Old Men.
1949, Bruno Kirby, When Harry Met Sally, City Slickers, The Godfather 2, if you look, and of course, Good Morning, Vietnam.
And of course, don't forget, he was also in This Is Spinal Tap, just a blink and you miss him kind of a scene. On CBS, we've got The Price is Right at Night, CBS News coverage, the presidential address to joint session of Congress.
ABC, New Goldberg's home economics, and the alleged president's, well, the presidential address of the alleged joint session I hear people will be missing.
Yeah, don't call him alleged. He won.
Yeah, that was he won.
There was a big to-do kind of at the beginning of the year.
Well, Arizona's going to figure it out.
NBC, Chicago Med, and NBC News special, The Presidential Address.
Fox will be showing the sing-along, the Masky Awards on a new The Masked Singer, then Lions, Bikers, and Bubbles, oh my, on a new Game of Talents. They are not showing The Presidential Address.
Really? Fox?
Yeah, go figure.
You don't say.
Right?
CW, Althea mulls over her worth following a tension-filled dinner with the Soongs on a new Kung Fu and Nancy Drew.
In fairness, not The Presidential Address. Freeform has wonder. See? Both sides.
AMC has The Bourne Identity.
FX, The Equalizer 2, Electric Equalizer-loo.
Both of those are good. And the new TV show is good, too. FXX is a Bob's Burgers marathon.
FXM has Independence Day Resurgent. They're back. Back again.
There's a sequel there. IFC has American Pie.
BBC America has Escape Plan.
Paramount has an Italian film, Scarface.
Ooh, oh, nice. Syfy Channel has Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
TCM has one of the original of the Adam Age horror movies that I ever saw. Them.
Ooh, good times. TBS has got your full frontal with Samantha Bee, but tonight it's the Lifetime Movie Network as a college student gets the surprise of a lifetime when she meets the twin sister she never knew she had. Happy, the reunion soon turns into a nightmare when she discovers that that woman's plan is to steal her identity to get away with a murder. Lauren Swickard and Jennifer Taylor star in Twisted Twin.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Jack finds an invention that has been left behind by somebody. He has to defend it as the rest of the group wants to destroy it. He knows it could be of great use if he could only figure out exactly what it is. So Jack collects his apple and onion, lets his runaway brain try to figure out the purpose of this thing, and maybe he'll just hide it in his cabin, boy. Hashtag chat forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Hey, GRD, I am finally one of the people you mentioned. Yes, I am one of three people to get a joke. Now, I've been mystified before, but when you name drop Ulysses Lugman, you make me realize that I have random knowledge as well. I wondered why you did not use DC's Slug as well, since it was a Marvel DC lead-in, but then I discovered that DC's The Slug was just named The Slug. Chad and Abby, they're tugging at my memories, but I do not know it yet. Off to play more Metal Slug Attack. That is from Milo. Well, thank you, Milo. And I think you're getting close. And you're going to get there. Yeah, I wanted it to be the Marvel DC Slug, but I didn't want to say Slug again, so I had to do something else. If you remember any of this or would like to share random information you have, drop us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com or tell us all about it in a voicemail / a text message. Either way, you need numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
Now, if someone could just remember the other one I asked about.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Ian from Battlestar Galactica and Anthrax, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I like how he put those in the right order. That's a smart move, though. Play to the core audience. Play to the core.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14. That's a very serious book, man.
Indeed. There are all kinds of things to read. What's at our comic shop, sir?
Well, from DC Comics, we've got Batman Black and White, 5 of 6, Harley Quinn 2, Robin 1, huh? Teen Titans Academy 2, and after learning of the Deadly League of Lazarus tournament, Damian Wayne has a new mission: winning the tournament and prove he is the greatest fighter in the DC universe. But first, he must find the secret island where it's all going down. This brand new solo Robin series will force Damian Wayne to find his own path away from both sides of his family. In the previously mentioned Robin number one.
That's what happens when you don't edit notes. Marvel has Better Rebuild 2 of 5, Black Widow number 6, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, the 40th anniversary covers by Chris Sprouse, and An Invasion from Orbit, A Picnic at Prospect Park, Superhero Sightseeing in Manhattan, The All-Winner Squad in 1947, Reed Richards during his time in military intelligence, Cosmic Beings Beyond Space and Time, and that's only for starters, featuring Captain America, Spider-Man, The Punisher, Human Torch, Storm, The Black Cat, The Golden Age Vision, Arrow, Iron Man, and Thor, introducing two brand new characters in the opening act of a thriller that'll take you across the Marvel Universe and beyond. Plus, who or what is Kashoom? Well, it all starts here, and it goes everywhere in Marvel's number one.
From Boom Studios, we've got Epic 1973, 4 of 5, Berserker, 2 of 12, Firefly, number 28. From Dark Horse, we've got Critical Role, Vox Machina, Origins 3, 2 of 6, Dragon Age, Dark Fortress, 2 of 3, and a new urban development proposal is being pushed through City Council. A flagrant infraction on those safeguarded by the Valentino's gang. They enlist the service of three cyberpunks to discreetly and strategically terminate the project. But their subject is more than an ordinary target. In Cyberpunk 2077, you have my word, number one.
From Image Comics, Crossover, number 6, Deadly Classes at 45, Department of Truth, number 8, over at IDW Publishing, G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, 280, Sea of Sorrows wraps up its 5, and while using a modified space bridge to bring magic to Cybertron, the Decepticons end up unleashing a more powerful evil from Equestria than they ever could have imagined. Looks like the only way out of this one is to team up. More ponies, more bots, and more magical mayhem as two worlds collide in the return of a hit crossover event. It's My Little Pony Transformers 2, number 1 of 4. That's a lot of numbers.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Doctor Who and Victoria star Jenna Coleman is set to lead the upcoming TV drama series, The War Rooms.
A series about places you can't fight in? Odd.
The project is based on the memoir The Inner Circle by Joan Bright and will tell the untold story of the women that worked in Winston Churchill's secret Whitehall bunker during World War II.
Will it reveal how Churchill got the doctor's phone number?
Bathroom. Bright started the war as a secretary and ended it organizing the Great Allied Conferences, becoming an indispensable cog in the machine. She also was a friend of author Ian Fleming and is rumored to be the inspiration for the iconic character of Miss Moneypenny from Ian Fleming's James Bond novels.
Flattery will get you nowhere. But don't stop trying.
Each season of the show is going to cover about 12 to 18 months of World War II, from the outbreak to sustaining the fight to the final path for victory, where everyone celebrates by listening to Bright's Barry Manilow collection.
Politics and games can be a rather touchy subject, but Australian MP Craig Kelly seems far more concerned with the outright depravity of Cyberpunk 2077's four elemental damage types.
That? And not the amount of time and tools you have for woodworking?
On Saturday, Kelly attempted to weigh in on the topic of Dr. Seuss's estate, choosing to cease publication of 6 of the author's books, currently a hot issue among conservative circles, by comparing it to news that Cyberpunk 2077 is selling almost 500,000 copies in Australia. That's already a strange comparison to make, but it gets stranger when Kelly explains what exactly his issues are with CD Projekt's latest.
He didn't like the choice of the drive-in movies they have? Not enough neural tank time? Couldn't figure out how a grenade works as a nose?
He tweeted, "What type of world do we live in today when they woke try and cancel Dr. Seuss? While Cyberpunk 2077 is all the rage where four types of damage can be inflicted and resisted. Physical, thermal, EMP, and chemical. Clearly,
promoting great woke awesome ideas and values.
Well, that's still better than letting people like him or Silverhand take over in rural countries.
Being social media, people, of course, responded, "My family and I are living in constant fear of the four damage types, especially EMP. One poor soul in the replies cried, "My wife has knife blades in her forearms, and that would devastate us if she could no longer use them." Another writes, "The four damage types destroyed my family, and not even my wrist daggers or my sister's gun arms could save them. Help us return to normality, Craig.
Or at least find a way to get Julianne fries."
Now look, in the case of Dr. Seuss, a private company choosing to no longer publish a handful of books that haven't been selling isn't being canceled or influenced by the woke mob. In fact, that's how capitalism works. But the kinds of damage types being an issue in a video game, like even after trying really hard, I can't see what he's getting at.
Is he trying to connect it to like clean energy? I mean, does he think liberals have the ability to see in thermal and produce steppy hands?
It isn't exactly clear if Kelly believes video games are the dry run arena for new public policy.
I mean, I guess Dr. Mario and Surgeon Simulator could be about free healthcare, and Fallout and Minecraft pushed the Green New Deal, and Tetris, that was just pushing the communist agenda.
I believe very strongly in election reform, especially after, well, the past few years. But I would like to see all Senate members be decided by a rousing game of Fall Guys, and an even more rousing game of Slapperazzi to be allowed just to speak in front of a camera.
A rare Pokemon card portraying Tsunekazu Ishihara, the president of the Pokemon company, sold for nearly $250,000 in a recent auction run by Golden Auctions.
Is it at least a hologram?
The card itself is described as near mint condition and depicts Ishihara alongside the Pokemon Rotom and a Master Ball.
Mint? I was told they lose value when you lick them.
It also boasts Ishihara's actual signature in bold black ink.
Oh, I bet his psychic signature attack is insane.
In addition to serving as president of the Pokemon company, Ishihara is known as the driving force behind a variety of Pokemon innovations. The original Red and Green games, the trading card game, the Pokemon Go stuff. His card was originally distributed to Pokemon company employees as part of a celebration commemorating his 60th birthday back in 2017.
Wait, it's only 4 years old? Jesus, I have 20-year-old Feebas, Caterpies, and Wishiwashis that are worth nothing.
What's really incredible is the massive enthusiasm that we're seeing across other sports and categories, Ken Golden, founder and chairman of Golden Auctions, said after the bidding period closed. Prices for cards across sports like golf, soccer, and hockey, and for trading card games like Pokemon, have absolutely taken off, and we're just scratching the surface. And I can appreciate that, but $250K? I promise you I damn well do not have to catch them all.
Zoom has officially launched a new immersive video feature to help businesses create more engaging and collaborative virtual meetings.
Just have everybody use the same virtual background. Done.
Zoom first announced its new Immersive View, then called Immersive Scenes, featuring its annual Zoomtopia event back in October, positioning the technology against Microsoft Teams Together Mode, which had launched a few months before. In a nutshell, video call hosts can use Immersive View to arrange participants, anyone from employees to panelists, in a single virtual environment. This deviates from the established norm of displaying participants in a grid-like format with each individual's personal background showing.
We don't need no virtue meeting. All in all, you're just another Zoom in the call.
Immersive View supports up to 25 participants, and they can be placed in any number of environments, including a boardroom, auditorium, or classroom, depending on the event. Hosts can manually move people around on the screen or let Zoom do it automatically.
If you don't have a match game or Hollywood Squares environment, I simply don't care. And look, don't position five people behind a couch looking down at the host. The kids will crack up, but adults just won't get it.
Immersive View is available now in Zoom's desktop client. Well, version 5.6.3 or higher for Windows and Mac OS, and is activated by default for all free and individual pro accounts. So if you need more info, drop a note to Zoom, ZOOM, Box 350, Boston, Massachusetts, 02134. You're welcome, PBS Kids fans.
It wasn't even PBS Kids then. If you've ever tried to get ice cream at a McDonald's, chances are you failed in your quest for soft-serve goodness. by an out-of-order ice cream machine. And a new report attempts to get to the bottom of the mystery of the McDonald's ice cream machines and why they have a secret repair menu that most McDonald's workers don't have access to, and one couple's attempt to hack the machine for the greater good.
I'm more interested in getting back onion nuggets, their wings, the Arch Deluxe. And where the hell can I get more of that Moulin Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce?
It's weird to consider that a company the size of McDonald's would be somewhat hampered by a mainly right-to-repair issue. Restaurants have to use repair techs, and the machines themselves have to be fragile and temperamental, according to franchises bound to use the machines by agreement with McDonald's. So Jeremy O'Sullivan and Melissa Nelson created a device that would hack into the machines and provide diagnostic info, including access to the secret menu. They called it the Kitsch.
They were horrified to learn the secret menu shows the ice cream mixes the stuff.
Every single time. Installing Kitsch revealed it almost instantly that an overeager employee was putting too much mix in one of the machine's hoppers. Another franchise technician said that despite Kitsch nearly doubling its prices over the past 2 years and adding a $250 activation fee, it still saves their owner thousands of dollars a month.
But corporate would rather have the machines down? Well, that puts the owners in a pickle.
Please don't throw them into the parking lot. If you read the full breakdown of the situation in the story in the show, it really kind of sounds like a spy thriller. You almost expect Jack Ryan is going to determine that there's some sort of messaging being passed by the machines that nobody can see.
I bet they connect to the internet and Panda Express hackers have been influencing our ice cream machines. Wow.
But for no reason that makes sense. What I said, not that other nonsense, franchise owners have to act on equipment that they buy because McDonald's is hiding something. And if we ever figure out what the big secret actually is, well, then McDonald's, we're going to have ourselves a scoop. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative, wow. United States 3.0 license. Go check us out on Facebook and on Twitter.
Mike Lindell, get out of here.
At geekradiodaily.com. It's been a long week already. Everybody okay? That's fantastic. Drop us a note, won't you please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or use the voicemail text message thing, and you just need a number, which is this one.
510-GRD.
Go ahead and put this in your calendar. We're playing poker on the 15th of May. I will double check that and make sure that that date is right, but I know it is, so we'll just go with that. All right? Cool.
Peace out, player.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Welcome to Nerd School. Nerd.
Good night, suckers.
Bid you farewell and good luck, morons. Bye.
It's the best day of my life.
What was your worst day?
Every day since is a tie.
All right, Ed, your best day. What is it? Twins in a trapeze? What?
No, I don't want to play.
Well, we did it.
I don't feel like it.
Okay.
I'm 14 and my mother and father are fighting again. You know, because she caught him again. Caught him. This time the girl drove by the house to pick him up. And I finally realized he wasn't just cheating on my mother. He was cheating on us. So I told him. I said, you're bad to us. We don't love you. I'll take care of my mother and my sister. We don't need you anymore. And he made like he was going to hit me, but I didn't budge. Then he turned around and he left. Never bothered us again. But I took care of my mother and my sister from that day on. That's my best day.
What was your worst day?
Same day.